Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we had started a chapter, Babu Tahrimi Ihtiqari al Muslimin, the chapter on the prohibition of ridiculing Muslims, looking down at somebody, considering oneself to be better than the next person. Here we explain where we person sees some fault in another person, some weakness in another person, or a person and another person is not doing things up to the standard. He's not doing things, so now this person starts looking down at that person. For something, some weakness that he has that's affecting himself. He's not affecting the community, but he's affecting himself. That person has got a weakness that's affecting him. Now one person to look down against that type of person, this is not right. The best thing we should do, firstly, is consider ourselves to be the worst of people. And after considering ourselves to be the worst of people, then what we should do is we should make dua for this person. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you reward him, Allah, you protect him, and you give him the tawfiq of correcting whatever he mistakes he's got, and give me the tawfiq also of correcting my mistakes. Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib, rahmatullahi alayh, one person had written a letter to him and had told him that a very, very hard worded letter, that yourself and your blind followers were doing such and such and such a things, and you know, many things he had told him there that he had found problematic. So when Hazrat got that letter, then he told some of his satis that you see these things that he mentioned, we need to correct it. Because these are faults that we have within ourselves, so these are the things that we need to correct. If a person has got humility, then he can behave like this. So he told, he didn't feel afraid or shy. Sometimes we'll feel shy that if somebody has to tell us a letter. But he in front of his satis said, look, this needs to be corrected, that needs to be corrected, that needs to be corrected. And he wrote a letter back to that person thanking him. In such a way that we thank you for bringing to our attention these faults of ours. But in reality we got much, much more faults than this. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has concealed those faults. But in future if any more faults come to your attention, please bring it to us. And this is how the Buzrugs think. That if anybody is correcting us, they're thinking or they're saying anything to us, then firstly we check up to see whether we got the fault. If we got the fault, we correct it. If we don't have that fault in this person, if for whatever reason he's speaking on it, then what we do is we remain silent and we make dua to Allah Pak that He save us from that type of fault. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases us in muhabbat and Allah Pak make it such that we don't in future bring those type of faults. So anyway, where a person has got a fault in himself, and now at that time, should never look down at this person. Perhaps he may change his life and become the biggest wali of the time, whereas we may end up as the biggest gunegar, the biggest sinner of the time. An Jundub ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala rajulun wallahi la yaghfirullahu li fulanin faqala Allah man dhal ladhi yata'alla alayya alla aghfira li fulanin fa inni qad ghafartu lahu wa ahbadtu amalaka rawahu Muslim. This hadith, there's a small background to it. There were two people. There was one person that was a worshipper, pious person, and there was one person that was a sinner. So both were friends. The pious person should continuously or regularly tell this sinner that you need to change your life, and he would continuously advise him and give him advice about giving up that sin. But the sinner never gave up that sin. He continued with his ways and he continued with his sin. So now this pious person had got upset, and by getting upset, these are the words that he said that appear in this hadith. So we understand the background. Now he got upset with this person. That I'm telling him and informing him for so long that he needs to give up sins. That's the sin that he's involved in. But he's not giving this up. And now this pious person, at that point, he felt himself naturally to be better than this person. So now at that time he said certain things. So this is what this hadith is speaking about. Hazrat Jundub ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man says, by Allah, Allah will never forgive so and so. He took an oath that Allah will never forgive you. Allah will not never forgive you. Imagine, it's not a small statement to say, because this person was involved in that sin, and he continuously was maintaining that guna, and he continued doing it. So he said, by Allah, I take an oath, Allah will never forgive you. So Allah says, who is the one that takes an oath on me that I will never forgive so and so? I have forgiven him, whereas your deeds have come to nothing. Allah Pak is saying that I have forgiven that person, whereas your deeds have come to nothing. So this hadith shows us something. that even a person who may be outwardly pious and he thinks he may have the thought in his mind that he is pious, we should never feel that we are pious, but he may have the thought, he should think of this hadith like this, that perhaps that person that I am thinking bad about, perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him, Allah will elevate him, and perhaps Allah will wipe out all my deeds. What will happen to me? Rather, I focus on myself and see my weaknesses, how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correct me? The next thing that we have to be very concerned of is whatever little we are doing, whatever little, we should need to preserve it. Like how we preserve our money in the safe, or how we take it and we deposit it, how we look after our jewelry, sometimes we put it in a vault, sometimes we keep it very, very safe, in one safe, or in a hiding place. Like that also, our good deeds, our amal, we got to maintain it and look after it. And one of the ways of looking after good deeds, an easy way of doing, of looking after, you don't need a physical vault, don't need a safe, you don't need to hide it in any part of the house, is whenever we do a good deed, take that deed now and throw it in the ocean. What it means is the thought of that deed also, take it now and throw it in the ocean. Forget about it. Don't think about it. But those good deeds that people do to you, do to us, now those deeds we remember. He was so kind to me. Look how much kindness he showed to me, how he helped me, and look how he's helping. So the deeds of others we put in front of us. And our deeds, whatever good deeds we may do, take it and throw it in the ocean. Leave it in the ocean and hope that one day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take it out and bring it for us on the day of Qiyamah. Babu al-Nahi an izhari shamatati bil Muslim. The chapter on the prohibition of rejoicing over a Muslim's misfortune. Now we may think, now this various hadith we did on hasad, having jealousy in the heart, or on swearing another Muslim, or misusing the tongue against someone, or taking false oaths, etc. We did the various hadiths. The thought might come to a person's mind that it's okay if I feel in my heart happiness that somebody experienced a misfortune. For whatever reason, I don't like this person. He experienced some type of misfortune, so now I feel happy about it. So this is what these ahadiths are speaking about. قال الله تعالى إنما المؤمنون إخوة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that verily the believers are all brothers. Allah Pak says that the believers are all brothers. Now this in itself is a great lesson. That if a person is his brother, then we're happy for that person, whatever happiness he goes through. And his loss also, we feel the sadness. This was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What sahaba, he shared in their happiness, and he was sad when they were sad. So together with them, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam experienced these emotions. That together with the sahaba, it was though him and his sahaba and his companions were one. That when they were hungry also, he was hungry. When they would smile, he would smile. When they would tear, he would tear. That crying and the tearing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the other hand, would also make sahaba tear. They would cry, and just looking at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being sad and upset would make them feel sad, make them feel upset, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is upset. And this is what you call true brotherhood, true love. So this is what this ayat is speaking about. The believers are all brothers. If you really have a person who is a true brother, you'll be happy with him, you'll be sad with him. If he's feeling any type of discomfort, you'll also feel that discomfort. This was the quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sahaba. We'll do one more ayat. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Allah Pak says, there shall be an excruciating punishment in this world and in the year after for those who love immorality to spread amongst the believers. Person who loves that immorality must spread, wrong must spread amongst the believers, then for this type of person will be an excruciating punishment in this world and in the year after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing these beautiful qualities in our lives. This chapter itself also teaches us that it doesn't have to be with the tongue. Just to feel happy about somebody's misfortune, that in itself is a big musibat. We should rather be sad and make dua for him. When a person has these type of qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that if ever he has to go through any difficulty, any misfortune, there will be other people that will share in his sadness. There will be other people there to comfort him. There will be other people there to feel what he is feeling. But if a person has this type of quality, he gets happy to see somebody else with some type of misfortune, then if he happens to go through the same condition, Allah Pak will make it such that people will behave accordingly towards him. People will be cold towards him. They'll have this indifferent attitude towards him. They'll be happy with his misfortune. Why? Because he had this quality in him. But if we bring these good qualities, people will treat us accordingly. Allah Pak give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.